各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们可以利用灵会的时间提早到教会来聚会，来敬拜神。
Thank God for His grace that today we can all come to the morning service of our spiritual convocation and worship God.
今天早上要用建立在神的真理上做题目，跟大家来查考。
This morning I want to share the topic standing on the true grace of God.
我们在读彼得前后书。
Right now we're reading 1st and 2nd Peter.
我们请看彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1st Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1st Peter chapter 5.
我们现在请读第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
十一节。
Verse 11. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
十二节。
Verse 12. By Silvanus, our faithful brother, as I consider him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand.
这段圣经是最后彼得他勉励众圣徒的。
So this passage is Peter's final encouragement to the brothers and sisters.
我们的神是赐诸般恩典的神。
Our God is the God of all grace.
那他在基督里面选召我们成为他的门徒。
And in Christ Jesus, he chose us to be his disciples.
那我们也有一个盼望，我们可以享受那永远的荣耀。
And we have a hope that we can enjoy eternal glory.
但是我们在领受荣耀之前在世上要战受苦难。
But before we receive this glory, we will suffer in the world.
那苦难之后他要让我们成长，他要成全来建立我们。
But after we have suffered, he wants us to grow and establish us.
所以第十节后面特别强调说他要坚固我们，赐力量给我们。
So verse 10 says he will strengthen and settle us.
那在第十二节他特别说他所见证的是神的真恩。
So in verse 12 he says that he is testifying of the true grace of God.
那我们务要在这个恩典上站立得住。
And we have to be able to stand in this true grace.
我们昨天查考了我们要认识神的真恩。
Yesterday we talked about how we have to know the true grace of God.
我们今天就从这三节经文来看，我们要如何坚定地站在神的这个恩典上。
And today from these three verses, we will study how we can stand in the true grace of God.
这个是做长老的彼得他特别提醒，也是劝勉所有的人要这样做的。
So as an elder, Peter was exhorting all of them to do this.
那这样子在主耶稣在临他显现的时候，我们才能够欢喜快乐的迎接他。
That way when Jesus comes again, we can receive him joyfully.
所以我们要互相勉励让我们在这个末世的时代要能够在信仰上坚定抵抗各种不同的试探引诱。
So we have to encourage one another that in these end days, we have to hold fast to what we believe in.
那而且我们要有所准备，因为按照神所说的，末后必有大患难来到。
And we have to be prepared because the Lord tells us that great tribulations will come in the end days.
那我们早上就用彼得前后书里面几点提醒来互相勉励。
So this morning we'll be using encouragements from the book of First and Second Peter.
我们先看彼得前书第一章。
So let's turn to First Peter chapter 1.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
第一章十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 13. Therefore,
请读十三节。
Verse 13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这里特别说，所以要约束你们的心啊。中文有注解特别说，或是束上你们心中的腰。
So here it says to gird up the loins of your mind.
而且要谨慎自守，然后专心盼望主耶稣所显现的时候要带给我们的恩典。
To be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这里特别强调我们这个心的重要。
So here it tells us about the importance of our mind.
我们要约束心啊，其实也就是说，我们把我们的心束上腰，就是要能够准备要去面对啊各种不同的挑战。
So to gird up the loins of your mind is to be prepared to face any sort of tribulations.
我们之前在读约伯记的时候，最后神跟约伯这样说。
When we read the book of Job, at the end, the Lord told Job.
啊，他两次跟约伯说。
He told Job twice.
你要向勇士束腰。
You have to gird yourself like a mighty man.
啊，所以在第三十八章啊。
So in chapter 38.
约伯记的三十八章。
Job chapter 38.
三十八章第三节哈。
Chapter 38, verse 3.
你要如勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我。
Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me.
好，那在第四十章。
Also in chapter 40.
第七节。
Verse 7.
你要如勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我。
Verse 7. Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me.
所以这里束腰啊，这代表我们要准备，因为接下去有一个挑战。
So here it's telling us to prepare ourselves because afterwards there will come a trial.
神对约伯提了很多问题。
So God asked Job many questions.
这是有关于了解或认识神的智慧 的一种提醒。
And all of them are reminders of understanding God's wisdom.
那这是有关于智慧，有关于神性的部分。
So they all have to do with wisdom and God's divine nature.
但是现在彼得呢，他提醒我们在面对末后的这段危险的日子，我们要也要像勇士一样束腰。
So Peter is encouraging us that in the dangerous times of the end days, we also have to prepare ourselves.
表示我们要去真的要有准备的去面对各种苦难或者是试探。
We have to be prepared to face many sufferings or temptations.
那还要专心的去仰望主耶稣基督他显现的时候所带给我们的恩典。
And we have to rest our hope fully on the grace that Jesus gave us.
所以一方面我们要面对苦难，二方面我们要真的对主再临的这个恩典很确定。
So on one hand, we have to be prepared to face the sufferings, and on the other hand, we have to be very sure of the grace that Jesus gives us.
圣经说我们要谨慎的、用心的去保守我们的心思意念，因为一切的果效都是从心发出的。
So the Bible tells us that we have to guard our hearts because all the issues of life spring from it.
今天我们的心如果趋向于世界，我们所追求的就在那往那个方向去。
If our heart is full of the things of the world, we will go towards that direction.
但是如果我们的心向往的是神的国度，我们所做的事、我们所想的就不一样。
But if our hearts are set on God's kingdom, then what we think and do will be very different.
好，那要什么叫做约束我们的心？我们看几点。
So what does it mean to gird up the loins of our mind? We'll look at a few points.
我们继续看彼得前书一章二十四节。
So let's continue to look at 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 14.Verse 14. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance.
这里就说我们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法以前那个放纵失意的样子，就是一个改变。过去一个人，但是现在要变成新人。
So here when it says, as obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, it means there is a change. You are not like you were before.
那我们现在是愿意顺服主的儿女，我们现在借着耶稣基督成为神的儿女的。
So now we have become children of God through Jesus.
在第二节那地方哈，我们昨天有提到我们的身份。
So yesterday in verse 2, we talked about our status.
第二节说，照父神先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，又以至于顺服耶稣基督。
Verse 2 says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以这里实际上是借着圣灵追求圣洁，我们真的就会成为能够顺服神的儿女。
So through the sanctification of the Spirit, we can be obedient children of Christ.
今天我们在基督里面得到救赎。
Today in Christ, we have received salvation.
这个主耶稣基督就差遣这个儿子的灵进入我们里面。
And God gave us the spirit of adoption.
哦，这个，所以儿子的灵，我们就可以呼叫阿爸父。
So with the Spirit, we can call out Abba Father.
所以我们可以愿意顺服神的。
And we can be willing to submit to God.
就好像很听话的儿女，他会愿意顺服父母亲的指示。
Just like an obedient child will obey their parents.
那如果我们愿意顺服神啊，那我们接下去他就不会再效法以前那个样子。
So if we will submit to God, then we won't be like we were before.
那过去那个放纵肆意的样子是什么样子？
So what was this person like who conformed to their former lust?
我们如果看第四章啊。
If we look at chapter 4.
看第四章就有一个图像我们跑出来了。
In chapter 4, there's a description.
我们看第四章的第三节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 3.
来，请读三节跟第四节。
Verse 3. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. Verse 4. In regard to these, they think it's strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you.
这里提到说，这个外邦人的心意，以前，没有信主以前，其实也是一般没有信耶稣的人他们的生活模式。
So this is the way of the Gentiles who did not believe in Christ.
他说行邪淫，这个就是这个淫乱的心。
So lewdness is an adulterous heart.
那基本上他所讲的都是这个放纵肉体情欲的部分。
So all these things that are described are conforming to lust.
所以现在很多人他们对男女的关系，他们觉得无所谓。
So today in relationships, people are very casual.
所以有时候我们会看到，一个人是很正常，但是怎么突然之间就发现说，他曾经做过了一些很不道德的事情，特别在男女的关系上，成为后来人家在追他的重点。
So sometimes we'll look at a person and think they're very normal, but we'll find out that their past, especially in relationships, they did very immoral things.
特别是如果被人家放在这个媒体上面就开始去追查他过去一言一行，他讲过的话，他做过的事，全部都被人家抓出来。
Especially in media, people will bring out their past and show it to everyone.
那其实也说明，今天人很多时候在这个控制肉体的情绪上，实际上是失败的。
So many people have failed in controlling their own flesh.
那这个是一种淫乱的行为，是放荡的。
So this is a very
这是没有神的人，他认为我只要满足，我只要双方同意就可以，他就是这样做了。
So people without God just want to fulfill themselves.
那接下去他说，接下去是恶欲。
Next is lust.
Lust 的这个恶欲，其实这个就是，这就是你一种企图，那是没有道德性的，也是为了要满足自己的欲望而已，就是纯粹是以自我为中心的。
So this is a very selfish way of thinking and only to fulfill your own desires.
那通常接下去就是醉酒。
Next is drunkenness.
那这醉酒，这个今天在这个社会这太普遍，到处都是 liquor store。你看。
This is very common today, and there are liquor stores everywhere.
你看多少人，他们晚上吃饭，不管什么时候，他说没喝酒，他觉得没有精神。
There are many people that if they do not have alcohol, they will feel without energy.
你看，如果到餐厅去，就如果到 bar 里面去，你看多少人在那里面享受他们的生活。
If you go to a bar, you'll see how many people are enjoying their lives there.
那有人是一开始好像是就小酌两三杯，但是到最后一定到最后越来越多，因为这个就是一种趋势，一定最后没办法控制。
People will start with two or three cups, but it will grow more and more because they cannot control themselves.
到最后就变成荒宴。
And it will become.
就是接下去讲的。
Revelries.
这个就是到最后，你就会以这样的事情为满足了。
So you will satisfy yourself with these things.
那这样的满足，如果自己一个人就没什么意思，一定要找一群人，所以最后变成群体，大家一起来。
So this is not something you do by yourself, but you gather people with you.
这个酒在箴言里面，它特别提醒我们，这是会让我们的灵性、让我们的道德麻痹的一个像毒品一样的。
So Proverbs tells us that wine can numb us.
它会让我们的眼睛看着不同的东西。
It'll allow our eyes to see different things.
它会让我们的心 失去警醒。
And our hearts will become less watchful.
它会让我们的意志力变薄弱。
And our
就是 determination.
Our determination will.
你喝酒了之后，他最后很容易什么事情都去做。
Person who has wine will be willing to do anything.
这跟圣经特别以弗所书特别说，你醉酒，你跟他想，如果跟祷告跟被圣灵充满做个比较。
So Ephesians compares being drunken with wine to being filled with the Holy Spirit.
醉酒人最后他一定不会去想到神的事。
Person who is drunk with wine will not think of the things.
他想到是自己的满足。
They will think of their own satisfaction.
但是被圣灵充满的人是不一样的。
But a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit is different.
他是想到神的事，他不会去想到自己。
They think of the things of God and not themselves.
所以这里为什么特别强调这个有关于这个饮酒的事情？
So that is why here it talks about being drunk.
那这个群饮就是最后大家聚在一起的时候，你追求的满足就是大家一起喝酒。
So revelries is when everyone is gathered together and you're all drinking wine.
那在什么时候可能会这样子？
And when does this happen?
今天在我们的青年聚集在一起的时候就有可能。
When we are
青年大家聚在一起，特别是婚礼的时候。
When a lot of youth are gathered together, for example, at weddings.
这个就很多人，他们就这个时候大肆庆祝一番。
They are enjoying themselves.
那青年。其实不只是青年，有时候成人在一起的时候也会这样子的。
And adults will do this also.
因为大家觉得说，那反正轻松一下。
People want to relax for a bit.
其实这个变成一种习惯。
And this becomes a habit.
有一次之后就有第二次。
When there is one time, there will be another time.
那这个就好像会传染一样的。
And this is
有人这样做，别人就会效仿。
This is almost infectious, where if one person does it, other people will follow.
所以我们今天在教会里面，其实我们的生活要非常警醒。
So in church, we have to be very vigilant in our.
你不小心，可能就效仿那个外邦人，他们没有神的生活模式的。
If we're not careful, we can become like those who do not believe in God.
这里特别提到，他说这些外邦人，他们是说，见你们不跟他们同奔那放荡无度路，就以为怪，然后就毁谤你们，就不跟你在一起了。
So these Gentiles think it's strange that you do not run with them in the same flow of dissipation.
但是彼得他这里特别提到说，这时候已经够了。也就是现在已经什么时候了，要想清楚。
But Peter says you have to think of what time it is.
这个特别提到这个放纵肆意的样子。这个我们可以去想一想，一个人醉酒，他群饮，他荒宴，他会谈论什么事情呢？
So this is conforming to your lust. So a person who is drunk, we can think about what kind of things they do.
许多的坏的事情最后会有一些争论，大概都。跟这些事有关系。
So many wicked things and disputes come from these things.
那通常你看这个饮酒之后，通常接下去就是淫乱。
So usually after drunkenness is also adultery.
那人就变得很大胆。
And people become very bold.
那很多的行为就会失去控制的。
And they lose control in their conduct.
这是放纵肆意的行为。
So these are the actions of conforming to your lust.
我们要约束我们的心，所以我们其实。在一些众人聚集的场合要小心的。
So we have to keep our hearts and be careful.
有时候我们在团契大家互相聚集在一起的时候，我们谈论什么？
So when we are gathered together, what do we talk about?
是的，我们弟兄姐妹需要互相的，大家互相的来往，大家互相的沟通。
So yes, we have to communicate with one another.
但是我们所谈论的重点，我们在一起的时候做什么事情是很重要的。
But when we are together, the things we talk about and the things we do is very important.
一个放纵肆意的样子，有时候我们照镜子，我们会发现自己觉得很丑陋。
When we conform to our lust, when we look in the mirror, we will think
就好像自己很脏一样。
Like we are dirty.
但是如果我们今天用神的道理把我们洁净以后，我们的样子就不同。
But if we use the word of God to cleanse ourselves, we will act different.
好，那我们现在再来看第一章。
So now let's look at chapter 1.
第一章，看第15节。
Verse 15.
十五节十六节。
Verse 15 and 16. Verse 15. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Verse 16. Because it is written, "Be holy, for I am holy."
这里提到说要存敬畏的心，要追求圣洁。
So here it tells us to pursue holiness.
你看，他说我们在一切所行事上要圣洁，因为我们的主是圣洁的。
We have to be holy in all our conduct because our God is holy.
这追求圣洁，这是在律法上它规范许多生活的一些细节，就是我们生活模式。 重点其实是要让我们趋向圣洁。
So in the law it gives many details of how we ought to be holy. And
律法在旧约时代好像是一种束缚，限制我们不可以做这个，不可以做那个。
So the law seems to tell us that we cannot do this and this.
其实那是要引导我们能够来到基督面前。
But its purpose is to bring us before Christ.
然后等到我们来到基督面前，我们就了解哦，原来在主耶稣这里，他要赐给我们力量。那我们的心一改变之后，这些束缚基本上就已经不是束缚了。
So when we come to Christ, we'll come to see that these are not just,
不是一种，不是在限制我们的什么行为。
They are not just restricting us.
其实是我们会觉得说，我们根本不需要这些东西。
We'll actually feel we don't need these things anymore.
这是为什么说今天主耶稣基督他成全律法。
So the Christ has fulfilled the law.
他成全律法是因为他赐给我们力量。
He has fulfilled the law because he gives us strength.
所以那我们会超越，我们不会再受到这些字句的辖制。
So we'll transcend.
因为我们的内心已经不会再想了。
Because our heart will not think about these things anymore.
所以也就是说，我们其实，在基督里面，我们可以更超越。
So in Christ, we can be above all of this.
所以这个追求圣洁，基本上是要得到力量的问题。
So pursuing holiness has to do with having strength.
来到基督面前，我们才有可能得到力量。
We can only receive strength when we come before Christ.
在圣灵里面，我们才得到力量。
In the Holy Spirit, we can receive strength.
所以现在这里我们要建立在神的恩典上，我们接下去一定要追求神他所设定给我们，要我们去追求这个圣洁的目标。
So to stand on God's grace, we have to pursue the standard of holiness.
我们的主是圣洁的主。
Our Lord is a holy God.
我们要见他，我们一定要有这个目标，一定要这样追求。
To see him, we have to have this goal and pursue it.
今天如果没有圣洁人，你说怎么样在这个神的荣耀国度站立得住呢？
If we're not holy, how can we stand in this glorious kingdom of God?
就好像今天所有人都穿礼服，我们自己一个人如果穿的是一个肮脏的衣服在当中，我们都自己觉得很羞愧。
If everyone is wearing a very clean garment and we are dirty, we'll feel very shameful.
你看，今天如果所有的人都穿着礼服在一个场合里面，但是当我们自己出现在当中却是不一样的时候，你会觉得说，赶快去躲起来。
When everyone is dressed very formally and you're the only one that is not, you want to hide yourself.
因为你会觉得自己不配。
Because you will feel unworthy.
那一样的道理，今天神的国度是荣耀的。圣洁的。
In the same way, God's kingdom is a glorious and holy kingdom.
我们如果是穿着这个肮脏的衣服，我们怎么有可能在那里站得住呢？
If we are wearing a dirty garment, how can we stand there?
那我们看第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3.
我们看第十五节。
Let's look at verse 15. Verse 15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
这里特别提到说，我们心里要尊主基督为圣。
So here it tells us to sanctify the Lord God in our hearts.
那如果有人问我们心中盼望的缘由，就是说你信耶稣为什么？你到底追求什么？
So if someone asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, so people ask you, why do you believe in Jesus?
我们要有所准备，那我们要知道怎么回答。
You have to be ready to give an answer.
然后他说要用温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
And you have to answer with meekness and fear.
也就是说，我们今天如果真的有在信仰上下功夫，最后我们所讲出去的话才会是温柔，是有敬畏的心所讲出的这个主耶稣的话语。
So only if we cultivate ourselves, then we can speak the words that the Lord wants us to speak.
也才能够彰显出神的性情。
And we can truly shine out the image of Christ.
这里特别提到这个敬畏的心。
So here it talks about a heart of fear.
心里尊主为圣。
And we sanctify the Lord God in our hearts. 内心
敬畏神。
And in our hearts we fear God.
那这样的生活很自然一定会追求圣洁。
And in this kind of life, you will naturally pursue holiness.
我们会跟这个外邦人放纵私欲的样子有所分别的。
You will be separate from the Gentiles who conform to their lusts.
你看今天追求圣洁的人，他不会去放纵私欲，去群淫，去荒宴、醉酒，不会的。
So those who pursue holiness will not be drunk or go after wicked things.
那这样的一个敬畏的心跟追求圣洁，最后会呈现在我们的日常生活里。
So this heart of fear and pursuing holiness will be evident in our daily lives.
所以我们如果看第三章。
So if we look at chapter 3.
第三章呢
？Chapter three.
第五节。
Verse five.Verse 5, for in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands.
因为他这里特别提到这个，他讲的就是撒拉嘛，亚伯拉罕的妻子。
So this is talking about Sarah, who was the wife of Abraham.
那当然更多的是在旧约时代里面这些美好的模范。
And also good examples in the Old Testament.
那他们第从第一节开始讲，他就在讲这个，家庭生活做妻子、做丈夫的应该怎么样啊，彼此对待。
So starting from verse one, it talks about how wives and husbands ought to treat one another.
第二节
，verse two，
他是说有贞洁的品性跟敬畏的心。
They have chaste conduct accompanied by fear.
那所以这个有敬畏的心，他最后追求的不是外在的这些美貌。而是内心温柔的这个品德。
So with this fear, they will not seek outward adornment, but the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
所以第四节里面就讲这个内心温柔安静的心。
So verse four talks about a gentle and quiet spirit.
然后到第五节就讲出这个是一个圣洁的妇人。
In verse five, it says these are holy women.
然后接下去她一定会顺服自己的丈夫。
And they will be submissive to their own husbands.
那这个都是从内心开始。
So all of these start from the heart.
然后一步一步的，到最后变成一个非常完美的家庭。
And step by step, it becomes a very beautiful family.
那这个是一个，这是每一天在过的。
So this is what happens every day.
所以敬畏的心，它带来的是圣洁的目标，追求。
Heart of fear comes with pursuing.
然后会有一个顺服的表现。
And they will be submissive.
那这个家庭就。充满喜乐
，and this family will be full of joy.
那这个就成为一个美好的见证
，and this becomes a beautiful testimony.
所以今天我们要追求圣洁
，so today we have to pursue holiness.
那会影响到我们的家庭，我们的孩子
，and it will influence our family and our children.
今天我们在家里面，我们的父母亲到底怎么过日子的，我们孩子都在看的。
Today how parents conduct themselves, the children are watching.
我们到底是怎么样依靠神在祷告，或者是在靠我们自己？其实我们的孩子看在眼里。
How do we pray and rely on God, or how do we rely on ourselves?
我们要教育我们的孩子，我们一定做母亲的一定要本身这样追求。
When we are teaching our children, we ourselves have to do the same.
否则我们的讲的话真的会像空气一样没用。
Otherwise, our words will be like air and they'll be useless.
孩子还没长大，他都迫不及待想要离开，他要有他自己的模式。
Before a child is grown, they will want to leave.
但是如果这个家庭里面真的是在行出神的道理。
But if a family is truly carrying out the words of God,
能够看到他们在这样一个敬畏神的家庭里面，他们会被孕育，最后他会展现出一个属灵的人应该有的品德。
In a family of fearing the Lord, they will be what a good Christian should be like.
所以今天我们教会要建立，其实我们的每一个家庭很重要。
So to establish a church, every family is important.
我们在教会里面。这些道理如果能够实行，真的实行在我们的家里。
If we can take the teachings from church and live them out in our lives,
我们的信仰才有可能传承下去。
Then our faith can be passed down from generation.
我说，只有可能我们这一代人在机会敬拜神，那下一代人可能就离开了。
Even if we are worshiping God in this generation, perhaps the next will leave.
因为当他们在家里看不到我们父母亲实际在敬畏神的生活，追求顺服。然后追求圣洁的这个模式，我们的孩子他们不会跟随。
Because if our children see their parents not fearing God or pursuing holiness, then they'll probably leave.
我们一定要在这里看到，要怎么样建立在神的恩典上。我们要想到的是我们的孩子，我们的下一代，他们能不能够继续在这个信仰里面坚定不移的，而且还传下去。
So in standing in the grace of the Lord, we have to be careful of whether our children can also stand.
我们不能够只是我们这一代的人我在敬拜神，那我们的下一代呢
？We cannot only worry about whether our generation will stand, but what about our next generation?
那我们这一代人在敬畏神，就是孩子在看我们到底是不是在顺服真理。
So our children are seeing whether we submit to the truth.
我们是真的在敬畏神的呢，还是我们只是在做一件事情
？Are we fearing God or are we just doing this work?
今天有时候我们到教会来，我们是在做事而已。
Sometimes when we come to church, we are only doing the work.
我们并不是真的在敬畏神。
But we're not actually fearing God.
顺服真理。
And submitting to the truth.
做一件事情很容易的。
It's very easy to do a work.
你只要愿意花时间。
You just have to be willing to spend your time.
别人做什么，我衷心的去把它完成。
someone gave me this test, so I will do it.
但是这不等于真的在敬畏神。
But this does not equate to fearing God.
敬畏神是他愿意顺服神的指示。
Fearing God comes with obeying God's will.
他会知道说我现在所做的每一件事情，神都在看。
They'll know that everything that I do, God is watching.
神在看我的什么？神看重点是什么？
And what is God emphasizing?
他不是看我把这个事情做得好。
He doesn't care if we do this work.
他是看我们到底用了多少心。
But how much we put our heart into it.
所以这个就是敬畏神、顺服真理的一个具体生活。
So this is how we live out fearing God.
我们要真的内心顺服神，去遵行天父的旨意，我们的信仰才有办法传下去。
Only when we submit to God.
我们愿意遵行神的旨意。
And obey God's will. Can we pass down our faith?
那这样子，其实我们的在这样的一个顺服的过程里面，我们的心也会洁净的。
And our hearts will also be cleansed.
我们再来看第一章的22节。
So let's look at chapter 1, verse 22.
彼得前书1章22节。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 22.
请读22节。
Verse 22. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart.
我们注意看这一节，他说：“你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄，就没有虚假。”
So in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren.
所以，顺从真理是很重要的。
So submitting to the truth is very important.
我们愿意顺服真理，我们才有办法洁净内心，我们的爱心才会真实。
Only in obeying the truth can we.
顺服真理哈。
Oh, can we?
我们才有办法洁净心。
Can we cleanse our hearts and love one another?
因为真理可以洁净我们的行为。
Because the truth can cleanse our conduct.
那我们的内心洁净之后，我们所做出去的爱心才会实际，才是真的。
And when our heart is clean, then the love we have will be sincere.
才不会带着我们另外有的企图。
And we won't have other motivations.
所以，我们爱人是诚诚实实，像主耶稣爱我们，他没他。 没有另外的目标，他真的是接纳我们的。
So we'll love sincerely like the Lord loved us without any other.
那这个时候，我们要想，这个真实的爱，这个洁净真理要洁净我们的心，这个表示是跟我们的观念有关系，我们的性情有关系的。
So the truth cleansing our hearts has to do with our.
我们的 character.
Our character.
我们看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
我们今天要洁净，我们要除去一些不好的东西，是什么东西呢？
So what do we have to get rid of?
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking.
这里特别提到这个恶毒、诡诈、假善、嫉妒、诽谤。
Here it talks about malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and evil speaking.
这些都是我们。 人的可能一个情绪，
these are all
一个就是他的内心的想法。
Oh, the thoughts that we have.
你看，一个人他可能在教会侍奉，但是他可能存着嫉妒的心哦。
Someone can serve in church but have an envious heart.
这个嫉妒可能是一种比较。
This envy can be.
你做这个，我要做的比你更好。
You do something, so I want to do it better than you.
那这个最后会产生骄傲。
And this will turn into pride.
那如果 事情不合我们的意，我们可能就产生恶毒的心。
And if something doesn't go our way, we will have an evil.
那有时候接下去就会产生这个诽谤的话，话就讲出来了。
And so then we will speak the words.
那在这种情况下，很有可能会假冒为善，所以人会假善，做一些表面的功夫。
And under these circumstances, you can also become a hypocrite.
那是因为我们的内心不干净的。
Because our hearts are not clean.
所以要今天要用顺服真理去洁净我们的心，就是我们要把一些。 我们个性上可能会有的缺陷，把它用主的话把它抹平。So
to submit to the truth, we have to get rid of some of these thoughts.
如果你看今天我们如果个性没有改变，哈。So
if we do not change ourselves.
我们的侍奉可能做不久。Our
service cannot last very
long. 因为在侍奉的时候可能会遇到别人的批评，可能别人讲话。Because
in our service, we will encounter people's criticism.
别人一讲，我就不要做了。And
when someone says something, we won't want to do it anymore.
那有时候我们的侍奉里面是存着增进的心。 那更惨。
And if we are serving out of a
competition.
Oh, out of competition.
那最后产生骄傲。
It will become you will become proud.
这个时候就其实就给魔鬼留地步了。
And you are leaving a foothold for Satan.
要怎么样除去？
So how do we get rid of it?
那这里说你们已经除去了这一切的东西了。
You have already laid aside all these things.
第二节说要爱慕纯净的灵奶。
Verse 2 says you have to desire the pure milk of the word.
要，也就是说我们要如何洁净顺服真理，洁净我们的心，就是要爱慕道理。
So how do we submit to the truth and cleanse our hearts is by desiring the pure milk of the word.
今天神的道理，我们如果不会喜爱的话，
if we do not love the word of God,
我们最后会用我们自己的想法去做很多事。
We will use our own thinking to do.
我们今天相信我们自己的信仰，相信说圣经是我们生活的准则。
So we believe that the Bible is the principles of our life.
但是我们的行事很可能是按照我们自己的想法来做的。
But we may very possibly be acting according to our own way of thinking.
因为我们可能不知道圣经其实有说有一些例子让我们效法，但是我们不知道，我们是无知的。
Because the Bible may have examples for us to follow, but we are ignorant of them.
今天其实很多事情是因为我们不知道，如果我们知道，我们就改变。
There are many things we do not know because if we knew them, we would change.
不知道是因为我们对圣经不熟。
We don't know because we're not familiar with the Bible.
我们对道理没有下功夫。
We have not committed ourselves to seeking out the truth.
那这里他特别提到说，这个态度是爱慕灵奶，爱慕神的话。
So here it says, desire the pure milk of the word.
那爱慕表示说我们会觉得有需要。
So we will feel a need for it.
我们都知道主耶稣讲的那个登山宝训，他说虚心的人有福了，天国是他们的。
We know on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, blessed are the pure, poor in spirit.
就是虚心的那个 poor
in spirit. Blessed are
poor in spirit. 他虚心的人他才会想要追求了。
Only those who are poor in spirit will want to pursue this.
他才会想要吸收神的道理。
They will desire the word of God.
这里他说爱慕灵奶，那像出生的婴孩爱慕灵奶，那之后就能够渐渐长大以致得救。
So as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby.
那我们今天长大以后我们才有抵抗力。
Only when we grow up, we will have strength.
今天如果是婴孩啊，他抵抗力很弱的。
A baby does not have very much.
长大了就不一样了。
So a person who is grown is different.
那身体健康的，他对这个罪恶就有抵抗力。
When they're healthy, they can have the strength to overcome evil.
那所以这里说，那渐渐长大，那有抵抗力，你看各种试探引诱，就不会受影响，成长最后得救。
So when you have grown, the evil things will not influence anymore, and you will be saved.
那我们也长大的人也不会去顺服私欲。
So those who are grown will not fulfill their own lusts.
我们看第二章第十一节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 11.
第二章十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul.
嫉妒、恶欲、骄傲、增进，这些都是从情欲来的。
So.Malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, they all come from fleshly lust.
情欲是跟圣灵征战的。
Fleshly lust war against the spirit.
所以今天他这里特别提到说我们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是跟灵魂征战，最后会让我们不能得救。
So we abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul, so they will cause us to not have salvation.
所以我们今天所谈到的这一个要坚立在神的真理上，第一个重点就是要约束我们的心。
So to stand on the true grace of God, we have to guard our hearts.
要懂得存敬畏心，追求圣洁的生活。
We have to know how to pursue holiness with a heart of fear.
不要效法这些从前失意的样子，跟这些不敬畏神他们的生活模式。
Not conforming to our former lusts and being like the Gentiles who do not.
要用顺服真理的心来洁净自己的。
We have to use our heart.That is willing to submit to the truth to cleanse ourselves. 那最后我们能够
产生是这个真实的爱，能够在我们的生活当中行出道理来。
And then we can have sincere love and also act out the word of God.
我们再来看一点，再看第四章。
So let's look at chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7. Verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers.
第八节。
Verse 8, and above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins.
这里万物的节期近了，他说所以要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
So here it tells us that the end of all things is at hand, so we have to be serious and watchful in our prayers.
祷告，我们在祷告会我们讲过很多，我们基本上对祷告一定不陌生的。
So we have heard many prayer encouragements, so we are not strangers to prayer.
今天我们要坚定的 在神的恩典上，如果没有祷告，什么事情都没谈。
So to stand on the grace of God, if we do not pray, then there's nothing we can say.
为什么
？Why？
第五章，第五章的第八节说。
Chapter 5 verse 8 says.
请读八节。
Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
他说要小心，魔鬼像吼叫似的，遍地，他要找那个可吞吃的人。
So be careful because the devil is seeking whom he may devour.
如果我们不是那个魔鬼可吞吃的，我们根本不用担心的。
If we are not someone that he can devour, then we don't have to worry at all.
那所以你看，今天我们在生活里面不可以给魔鬼留地步。
So today we cannot leave a foothold for the devil.
连魔鬼他到处看。
The devil he's looking everywhere.
他看我们看得很清楚的。
He sees us very clearly.
他知道我们在做什么事啊。
He knows what we are doing.
我们在想什么。
And what we are thinking.
其实你看我们今天的生活，不要说天使、魔鬼、神，连 Google 都知道你在做什么。
Let's not even talk about the angels or the devil or God. Even Google knows
what you're doing. 你只要
上网， you go online.
你只要去看了一个什么广告，
if you look at a commercial.
你听了什么音乐，
and what music you listen to.
你去买过什么东西，
and what you have bought.
它接下去很自然就是送给你的。
It will send these things to you.
没完没了的。很多了。
There's a lot.
所以你今天我们所有的行为都被记录。
So all the things we have done are recorded.
你只要看过什么网站，
whatever website you
相关的马上给你了。
It will send similar things to you.
表示说我们今天的一举一动，我们在网络上所做的每一件事情都被记录的。
So everything we have done online is recorded.
那魔鬼他难道不知道吗？
So wouldn't the devil also know?
神难道看不出来吗？
Can't God also see?
所以这里他特别说要小心呢、啊。
So here it says you have to be careful.
魔鬼他在找那可吞吃的。
The devil is seeking whom he may devour.
我们的内心，如果今天我们不愿意顺服真理
，If our hearts are not willing to obey the truth，
我们今天如果对教会不满
，If we are not content with the church，
我们今天如果对人有意见
，If we have opinions towards other people，
很有可能我们就给魔鬼留一个口，
then、
留一个破口。
We have probably left a space for.
那接下去魔鬼就有可能做工。
And he can work.
因为魔鬼是很狡猾的。
Because he is very.
那魔鬼是控告人的。
And he also accuses people.
魔鬼也是分化的，他是要把人分开的。
And he wants to create division.
所以他要让教会分化。
So he wants the church to be divided.
他要让人跟人之间不和。
He wants to be disharmed.
他要让我们跟神不和。
He wants us to not be at peace with God.
魔鬼。他这些手段其实圣经里面都写 都记录了。
And all these methods of the devil are recorded in the Bible.
要怎么胜过？
And how do we overcome it?
祷告。
We have to pray.
我们要用坚固的心抵挡他。
We have to use a steadfast heart to resist him.
看第九节。
Verse 9. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world.
这里特别说用坚固的信心抵挡魔鬼。
Here you have to resist him steadfast in the faith.
信心要要怎么样来？
How can we have faith?
要祷告。
We have to pray.
要愿意照主的吩咐去做。
We have to be willing to do according to what the Lord says.
在路加福音呢，主的门徒曾经问过主说：“主啊，你加添我们的信心。”
So in Luke, the disciples once asked him to increase their faith.
在路加福音第十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
路加福音第十七章的第五节。
Luke chapter 17 verse 5.
求主加增我们的信心。
And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith.
那主耶稣说什么？
And what did the Lord say?
主耶稣就给他讲了这个比喻而已啊。
He told them a parable.
就是这个仆人要愿意顺服主人，我所做的都是我应该做的，我本分应该做的。
The servant says, "We are profitable servants. We have done what our duty was to do."
也就是说，我们今天要增加信心，其实很简单的，就是照主人所吩咐去做，主人说什么，我就做什么。
So to increase our faith, we just have to do what our master tells us to do.
那做完了之后，不要去跟主耶稣邀功，说主啊，我做的这么好，你不要给我奖赏什么吗？
And after we have done these things, we shouldn't go to the Lord and say,
根本不需要，这是一个新的问题。
Look how good I have done.
就是我们不需要去跟神邀功，说我做这么多了。
We don't have to declare to him we have done so much.
主人他都看在眼里。
He sees it very clearly.
我们愿意顺服的心去做，最后这个主人把一切的好处都给了他的仆人。
If we obey him, then he will give us all the good things.
那我们今天如果愿意顺服真理， 我们的信心一定会提升。
If we are willing to submit to the truth, then our faith will increase.
所以主耶稣的重点就是我们愿意照着他所说的去做。
So the most important is to do according to what he says.
所以抵挡魔鬼。
So to resist the devil.
事实上是要坚固信心。
We have to have a steadfast faith.
事实上是从来自于我们愿意顺服真理。
I mean, it starts with being submissive to the truth.
我们愿意在圣灵里祷告。
And praying in the Spirit.
因为圣灵是真理的灵。
And because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
他会帮助我们进入真理。
And He will help us and guide us into the truth.
所以这个祷告是关键。
So praying is critical.
我们一定要在教会里建立这个祷告的生活。
I mean, church, we have to establish a life of prayer.
我们在家里要祷告的生活。
At home, we have to establish a life of.
我们有的人是来教会祷告而已，在家不祷告的。
Some people only pray at church and do not pray at home.
那这样子怎么样有办法面对挑战
？How can you face difficulties like this?
我们有时候是碰到困难祷告，我们好的时候，我们顺的时候，我们不想祷告。
Sometimes we will only pray when we are in difficulty and.
所以什么时候祷告最多？生病的时候。
So the time we pray the most is when we are sick.
那这个就很讽刺的。
And this is very ironic.
我们如果平常都在注重祷告
，But if we are always praying，
你看，其实我们一定会经历神的作为的。
Then we will do.
我们会常常警醒。
We will always be watchful.
有什么事情我会反省。
And we will be self-reflective.
我们有什么事情，弟兄姊妹用祷告互相支援。
And we will support one another with prayer.
所以这里特别提到说，谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
So here it tells us to be watchful and serious in our prayers.
我们有祷告，其实我们就有办法防备魔鬼的攻击。
If we pray, then we can overcome the devil's work.
那个有人讲一些错误的道理，你也会小心，你会注意，你不会被骗的。
And if someone says something that is against the truth, then you will not be deceived.
要防备这个恶人的错谬。防备恶人的错误了。我们看彼得后书第三章。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3.
在祷告警醒祷告的时候，我们才不会被影响，被错误的异端影响了。
When we are watchful in our prayers, then we will not be deceived by heresies.
彼得后书三章十七节。
Chapter 3 verse 17. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked.
这里特别提到说不要从我们这个坚固地步上坠落。
So here it says, don't fall from your own steadfastness.
要时常防备。
You have to. Beware.
恐怕被那个恶人的错谬诱惑了。
Unless you're led away with the error of the wicked.
祷告会让我们这个属灵的免疫力提升。
Prayer will increase our spiritual strength.
让我们知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
And help us to know what is right and wrong.
那祷告让我们内心可以安静。
And prayer will allow our hearts to be calm.
求主帮助我们能够坚定的在主耶稣基督的这个真的恩典上。
So may the Lord help us to stand on the true grace of God.
我们教会弟兄姐妹可以传承我们的信仰到下一个世代。
And that our brothers and sisters can pass on our faith to the next generation.
主带领我们。
May the Lord guide us.
时间到了，我们请弟兄默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
我们休息。
Let's take a break.